All right, call the October 28th meeting of the privatization committee to order right at 6:30. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag, United States
of America,
and to the Republic,
which it stands,
one nation
under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call. James DeMail?
Here.
Jim Blazkowicz?
Here.
Maria Conlin? Not here. Chris Carlone?
Present.
Charlie Sampson?
Present.
Anita Degato? Not here. John Sacco?
Present.
Okay, we have a quorum, so we'll continue. Public portion, is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Second time, anyone from the public wish to speak? Third time, anyone from the public wish to speak? Hearing none, I ask for a motion to close the public portion.
I make a motion to close public portion.
Do I hear a second?
A second.
Okay, got a second there. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain. All right, next item is the appraisal company selection. And I think most of you already know, I think I sent a notice that our recommendation went to the Board of Aldermen and they approved the recommendation. And our attorney, well, not our attorney, the city attorney, because the contract is between the city and Raftellus, not this committee. The contract has been drawn up. They're going back and forth, and hopefully the mayor will get it and sign it within the next day or two. That's why Raftellus is not here. Well, they couldn't have made it anyways because it was so late. But certainly they'd want to have the contract in hand before they did that. So they're all set. So I don't have any more on that. I think the main discussion point tonight is the issue of the schedule they've got. And let me go back. The first thing and the most important thing for us to discuss tonight is this initial meeting with the city and who should be in attendance at that meeting. Because that's the meeting that will lay out really the timetable and what they will need from the city and how it will proceed. And I'll just, let me scroll down here now. And this is kind of it's not really a timeline, but it gives you an idea of what the timeline would be. There'd be the initial meeting and then they would go out, the research and document retrieval. And you know that part was material that the city would have to provide. Now, some of that has already been compiled through the regional study, but I'm sure there's much more. Then they'll be doing the site inspections coming out to look at the facilities. And then they start their work here, which is, you know, down here D through H. And then we've got the report and then final presentation. And I think initially we talked that would be at least 4 to 6 weeks, maybe up to 8 weeks. But the first part is this initial meeting and who should be on there, or who from the committee wants to be in that meeting. As I looked at it, they had budgeted 4 hours for it, and it's a virtual meeting, not in person. You know, and I talked to Dennis about this as well. Obviously, he should be there because of the contract itself. I think Ed Abel needs to be there. I would think that someone from Weston and Sampson would be advisable to have them there because they have some of the records. I think Marcy McGuire should be there because, you know, she's the office staff at WPCA who will have to provide some of the information. I did talk to Walt Mayu this afternoon or exchange emails because I'm sure there'll be reports that have to come from the finance department. So I think Walt and I don't know her last name, but Nancy, I guess, is kind of coordinating that work. So I think they should be involved. And then it's a matter of who on this committee wants to sit in on that initial meeting. So that's what I'm throwing out there is my thoughts. I'll ask what your thoughts are.
Jack, so Dennis will draw up the contract at this juncture. Is that the next step?
Yeah, he's already drawn it up, John. That was drawn up, as soon as we made the recommendations. Been going back and forth, and I expect it to go to the mayor within a day or two. There was some language.
So let me ask you, Jack. Yeah, let me ask you. So now. I don't have the paperwork in front of me because I'm not in my office, but the company's most recent proposal was, I think, was it in the neighborhood of $40,000?
Yes.
It was a neighborhood of $40,000. So I guess, where does the tax board come into play here?
Charlie, I think I'll ask you to answer that rather than me.
Yeah, so the money's been approved through ARPA spending. So the tax board does not have to rule on that. That is actually controlled by the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen.
Okay.
So the stand. So Charlie, the standard for the ARPA funds. This is appropriate according to the guidelines and expenditures for those funds.
Yeah, so as long as Jack keeps doing a great job of recording these meetings and documenting things for us, we were advised by MVCOG because this is one piece of an infrastructure project, whether we keep it or sell it, that this is ARPA funding eligible.
And I think that was the key piece of information for the Board of Aldermen, getting that advice from MVCOG. So, does that answer your question, John?
Yeah, it does. And then I guess I got sidetracked because your question was, who else should be involved, in the meeting. So I'm not sure how to answer that question. It depends on what the need is, if we need information concerning the history of this whole process, that would be one thing, but probably not. I mean, certainly you're going to be there, so whoever you feel, I think I would defer to you and whoever you feel, if it should be a voluntary process, if people want to get involved. We've been through this process together from the beginning, so how that decision is made is up to you.
Well, actually, it's kind of funny because I said to Walt Mayhew today, I think that you would be a good person for the, or to Dennis, that you would be a good committee because you actually have more history than any of us. You were involved. Well, when did you start, John?
Well, I started way before we went to referendum. I mean, way before we went to referendum. We built the whole process. Well, first of all, we built the whole needs process concerning all of the facilities. And then, we went to, deep a number of times up in Hartford. And then, we went through the whole public process of public meetings and before we even went to a referendum. So, yeah, it was years. I don't know the exact date.
I think that is valuable information. So, and keep in mind, at this point, this is all planning what these steps will be. Everything has to come back to this full board. And remember, our job is just to make a recommendation based on what they presented. So we will get that report and then we will still have to evaluate it against the aquarium before we make any kind of recommendation. So,
That's critical. That's right. That's the critical. That's the critical point.
But, I'd be happy if anyone else wants to attend that meeting too. Dennis will try and get it scheduled as soon as the mayor signs the contract. And again, that could be definitely before the end of the week.
Jack, Charlie Sampson, if I could.
Yeah.
Just I be honest with you, because the company has been selected, and rather than waiting for a contract, can we reach out to your contact who submitted the bid at this company and just say, here's my list of players. What else would you recommend in this meeting? Because they're going to know who they want there. Yeah. And they might be able to direct you a little bit better.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. I'd be happy to do that. You know, we didn't know until late. So Friday afternoon, I actually spoke to Dennis. And I said, gee, if they could make the meeting on Monday, short notice. And unfortunately, they had another appointment. So they're not here tonight. But I just want to make sure everybody here is comfortable with that as well.
Are the meetings going to be at Zoom?
They'll be Zoom. I don't know what the time will be, but they will be Zoom. Well, at least that initial meeting will be all Zoom.
Right. Will it be at this same number or will it be at a different number?
That I couldn't say at this point. You know, they may actually be the host for it. I don't know.
All right.
But, you know, certainly, well, I don't know, because it involves a contract. Charlie, you may know more about that than I do. I have no problem with every meeting we have being public. But since it involves a contract, I don't know if it would be a public meeting.
So it's not technically considered a public meeting.
Right.
It's actually a business meeting, so it does not have to be public.
Yeah.
I would say if the company wants to host it, that, you know, just forward the link to all the committee members in case we can or want to sit in. But, you know, and your other players, but it does not have to be a public meeting.
Right. And again, it won't be, you know, there's nothing controversial. And this is just the mundane work that needs to get done.
Correct.
To get the appraisal completed. That's all it is. So, yeah. All right. So I'll follow up with that. And, you know, again, if anyone wants to be part of that meeting, let me know. I will forward the Zoom link to everyone anyways. But if you'd like to be included, that's fine.
That would like to be included. If you need notice, I'll give it to you now. I would like to be included if you want.
Okay, that's fine. And I think, Chris, since you're on the tax board, that makes a lot of sense too.
I also would like to be included.
Okay, well, I'll put everybody on the list and then we'll see what they have to say.
Yeah, I'd volunteer too, Jack. I think the point that I want to make is that is something we've talked about in the past, is that anyone that has anything that can contribute that would help us concerning the outcome for the best interest of our city and our taxpayers, you know, should be there if they're interested.
Right. I have no problem with that.
Yeah, I know I don't have a problem with being there. I just don't know how much of a asset at this point in time I would be at that meeting.
No. Well, again, we'll make it available and we'll see what happens. Keep in mind that besides this financial data, you know, we should have a thorough discussion at some meeting about other issues that come into play related to this whole issue of privatization. We really haven't had that discussion yet. But, you know, right off the bat, we have to know if this financially makes any sense at all. And we'll know a little bit more after we get the appraisal. Again, I'm going to push them to make sure they go back and read the regionalization study, because, you know, there's a lot of financial information in that regional study that will ultimately impact our decision as well. Because it's not just what we have, it's what's the cost of getting it to where it needs to be. And a lot of that is in the regional study. So please go back and read that again. All right, anything else? Do we want to stay to the two meetings a month? And then we'll cancel or add as needed?
That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure you can plan that after works. After this initial meeting, I'm sure we have a better plan.
Yeah.
Yeah. It depends on how the progress goes. You know, one meeting will dictate, you know, how we move forward. So
right.
I think this first meeting is going to be, really important.
Yeah, it is. It'll lay out the time frame a lot better.
Yeah.
All right.
But I think the regional study, you know, that regional study, Jack, we keep referring to the regional study, you know, and some of the data there, some of the information there is assumed.
Yeah.
And it's assumed as I read through it. And of course, I haven't read through it in a while, but they made assumptions. And that concerns me with the way we're moving forward with privatization for ourselves. So I don't know how much we weigh that regional study on what we're doing or how important that is? I don't have that answer.
Again, the regionalization is not going to happen. I'm referring more to the numbers that they had on the, you know, our current situation, what it would take to bring us up to speed by ourselves. Because they did have numbers on that, as well as numbers for the, if we went regional. What they didn't do was give us the cost that each of the individual towns would have.
That's right.
Okay, so I think it's just good reading. Good reading for background information.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't have anything else.
I'm good with that plan.
Okay. But again, I just want to stress, is I see Eddie's on the phone with Eddie Martinez, and we spoke earlier today, and he's from the Post, and I stressed to him at that point, there are no decisions made. We're just doing our due diligence at this point to see what makes sense for the city of Derby and the taxpayers of Derby. Hopefully we can come up with an answer, whatever that happens to be. So with that, I'd ask.
Hey, look, we've come a long way. I mean, just a couple of months ago, we thought our backs were against the wall with a $225,000, price tag.
Yeah.
Right. So.
Yeah. No, it's always a slower process than you want it to be, but you have to be thorough. And this is one of the biggest decisions the city of Derby's faced in 50 years, at least. I mean, it really is. We're talking about the most costly referendum in city history, and it won't be enough to get the job done. So that's scary.
Well, it's the biggest capital asset that the city owns.
Surprisingly, yeah. even bigger than one of the schools. So,
yeah, it is.
Yeah. Okay. Someone want to make a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting on October 24th, 2022.
Okay. Do we hear a second?
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? All right, we are adjourned at 6:47. Let me stop the recording.